The best way to improve a school? Ask the students. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Catherine Cummings Mansfield, associate professor in the Department of Educational Leadership and Cultural Foundations at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, says keeping the students' voice in the discussion has many benefits.
When people think about improving schools, they usually think about test scores or school discipline. Few ask students what they think needs to happen. But research shows that including students in school reform develops trust and respect, decreases behavior problems, and increases student learning. I studied an urban school for 6 years and learned more about the power of valuing students' perspectives. For example, the principal often surveyed students to determine strengths and needs, and educators responded to students' concerns by implementing changes. Students also took on major leadership roles, like serving on faculty hiring committees. In focus groups, students shared how in the past they hated school. Some used to get into fights, several cut classes, and many reported low grades. But students said this school was different. Here, it was more like a family. No longer were students skipping school or being suspended for fighting. Rather, students said they were developing deep relationships with their teachers and with each other, and excelling academically. So why does this matter? School improvement has been a concern for generations, but one voice that is usually absent is that of the students themselves. Seeking student voice informs what works best in schools. Moreover, including students as co-leaders builds their sense of self-efficacy, and honoring their opinions promotes their personal investment in their education. Further, including students as educational leaders advances core democratic values like civic participation. And what could be more important to our shared future?
That was Catherine Cummings Mansfield of the University of North Carolina, Greensboro. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.